Do you have any irrational fears, such as heights, spiders, clowns? What is your view of them? I have to say, clowns, I never heard that there was a phobia in regard to clowns, but I guess it could be anything. But phobia. Now remember, I am not a psychologist. I have no legitimate grounds to answer these questions. I can merely give you my experience. And that's the trouble. If I give mostly personal questions, I either have to give you personal and perhaps not applicable to you answers, or just not do anything. So all I can do is give you my limited experience, conclusions I came to about myself. It might help somebody. I hope it doesn't hurt somebody by pushing them in the wrong direction. So much is individual in this area. I understand by a phobia, a continuing fear of something specific, without any seeming reason. And I, at one point, experienced claustrophobia, the fear of enclosed spaces. I didn't have it in elevators or phone booths, as sometimes happens. I had it in one specific place, the MRI tubes of the olden days. I don't know if you've seen them in the modern period, but they were narrow tubes in which a body could be wedged in, but not much more. You could not move your arms to the side. You couldn't try to sit up or hit your head on the ceiling. It was dark. You were completely cut off from the world, and you stay there 30 to 60 minutes. Sometimes the whole nurses and lab people, since it was all automatized, would leave for a cigarette. You were there absolutely immobile. You couldn't scratch your nose ever, if it itched. Now, at the beginning, I had panic at the thought of being wheeled in to that thing. And I could only do it when I was significantly tranquilized, so that basically I was half asleep. I could tolerate it then, but they didn't like it because I wasn't responsive. If they would say, cough or wiggle your toes or whatever, half the time I would be semi-asleep. Now, I made a big step forward when one day, before I went into the tube, my wife put her hand on my ankle, on my bare ankle. And I found that that made me feel safe and calm. I needed no tranquilizer. And as long as she kept her hand on my ankle, you didn't have to stroke or massage or anything, just kept her hand on it. Everything else could be the same, the black, constricting tube and all the rest of it. And I tried to figure out why that made all the difference. And in a word, because I did not feel helpless any longer. Without that contact, I felt I'm in an alien world. Can't do anything. I'm completely vulnerable. But with her, I was not in that position. There was someone in reality out there who would be my contact. And that took away the fear. I had an agent in reality. And therefore, I was in reality by extension. And therefore, I didn't have the fear that I was going into another world helpless. And then came the third stage where I finally conquered it. One day, and I had a lot of MRIs, that's why I have all this experience. One day it occurred to me, why not keep that contact to reality myself without the need for a hand or physical contact? Why not just close my eyes tightly for minutes before and all during the whole process, giving 100% continuous mental concentration to reality-oriented, worldly things, with never looking up to say, where am I? Just as though I am in reality and I've got a lot of things that occupy my mind. After all, in real life, my mind frequently takes over, and I'll be reading a book and I'll find that I've been 10 pages. Yeah, 10 minutes on one page thinking about something else. And I've driven to work scarily, get in the car, and the next thing I know, I'm getting out of the car without any idea of what was outside, whether there were lights or traffic or anything. So I can do it. Why not just pick things and do it? while I'm lying there and be as oblivious to it. So, for instance, once I picked to make a list of my top musical favorites, and so I had to review all the different categories, and it really took a lot. Or another time I was going on a date, what would I do in what order, and what if she said this, and what if, etc. And that took a whole MRI. One time I got an idea for a story, and I started to try to outline what points would have to be made, etc., etc. The thing is, though, I was always in my mind, in my mind on reality, rather than in the tube cut off from reality. And soon I never experienced a fear of MRIs. I really don't have that anymore, because some inner project takes over and there's no sense perception like the visual to cue it. So as I see the development, something bad is coming because I'm helpless. Second, but I have a protector, so I'm still okay with reality. And then finally, well, I can keep the tie to reality even in here without a protector. Now, you might say to me, well, why can't you just talk yourself out of being afraid and just keep your eyes open and concentrate on the fact that you're in a tube without having to divert your attention? I don't know. Maybe that's step four. You know, you get to the point of to hell with it. I don't care. I'm old anyway. Let's do it. But so far, I'm still on three. Whether and how and if this applies to other people with other phobias, I really don't know. All I could do is, this is the totality that I would ever have to say about phobias or, in fact, about any psychological phenomenon, because I don't know anything much about any of them.